KXNY.com.
A bomb that kills an Iran nuclear scientist. Boy, the crisis keeps on coming with a vengeance in that part of the world. What does it mean to you and me? Republicans head to South Carolina. Why should you care about South Carolina? And how about this? A new study says marijuana doesn't harm lung function. Really? Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. Happy to be with you. Here at home, back at the mothership from a trip to New Hampshire and all the craziness that that entails. I'm telling you, wall to wall people, it's like being at the Super Bowl, only it's politics. So the first primary is over. Mitt Romney pounces. Ron Paul with a very nice, strong showing, however. John Huntsman also did pretty well coming in third. And then it's the also-rans after that, including Rick Santorum, who thought he had a great chance to perhaps even get that number two slot when he slid into New Hampshire high off of the win at the Iowa caucuses. It's very strange. The politicians are like rock stars when they go to these cities. It's a weird analogy, I know, and I don't get it, but that's what it is. People want pictures. It's like a massive photo op. So when I say it's like the Super Bowl, it is like the Super Bowl. Although I guess it's Super Bowl light because the primaries and whatnot, it's just in one areas as we move down the list, like South Carolina's next and then Florida versus the convention, which is in Tampa, Florida. And that's the who's who for both parties, the Democrats and for the Republicans. The Republicans will be in Tampa, and the Democrats will be in Charlotte. Try getting a hotel room when they're doing those conventions. Good luck. In Manchester, there wasn't a hotel room to be had. I mean, people were practically camping out. And I don't think I've seen in a long time so many placards for different people. A lot of Romney folks, a lot of Ron Paul people, a lot of Santorum people, and massive bodies swarming to go and vote. What was interesting is because there had been 17 debates and the debates drew pretty well on the tube, the one thing that didn't really do well was all of the coverage television-wise of what happened in New Hampshire. And I wonder if that's just because people are just weary of it now. Okay, we already know. Get on with it. Let's move forward. Move on. Coming up this hour, we've got odds and ends. Part of odds and ends is going to be, as I mentioned, the situation with that nuclear scientist who was blown to bits, sadly, in his car by a hitman. That's what it was. And so what does it mean and how strange is that? Not necessarily strange that he would be a target, but what about the oil supplies? What does that mean? What about the Strait of Hormuz? I think there's some seriously frightening, not warning signs anymore, seriously frightening probabilities on Iran. It may come down to put up or shut up for the U.S. and not just the U.S. Also, Babe Buchanan, I said this on the Romney factor on what's so great about Romney, why she's throwing her weight as a super conservative activist in the direction of Mitt Romney. So we're going to let you hear that. I had an interview with her when I was on Radio Row in Manchester, in case you didn't get to hear that. We played a little bit of that on a previous show, but just a little bit of it, so you'll get to hear it if you haven't heard it. And also, coming up, we have a dungeon moment. You're going to love this one. I mean, it's almost a layup, but it just feels too juicy to not go after this guy because he was so smug. And I know you're not going to know who he is. You're not going to know who he is, but I'm already just going to give you a preview of it. I'm going to tell you what his name is. And I guess we live in the world of Google and cell phones, and anybody could Google his name. His name is Michael Williams, but I'm not going to tell you who he is and what he does until we actually get to the dungeon. So first thing out of the gate, though, Newt. What is going on with Newt Gingrich? Is he trying to sink the Republicans? Does he really think that he's going to be the candidate? And the answer is, I talked to his daughter when I was in New Hampshire. They really believe Newt has a good chance to bounce back. because of some of the strong showings in the polls, that he has a way to turn it around. And his way to turn it around is to attack Mitt Romney about Bain and the jobs that he trashed in a company that went in and was, I call it search and destroy, but that's what they do. Venture capitalists in that equity firm, they restructure companies to make them profitable. So jobs fall by the wayside, and that's what they did at Bain Capital in the 80s and in the 90s, so for a very long time. Gingrich is definitely painting Romney as a completely heartless, profit-seeking monger who smashed people's lives, closed down workplaces. And this is going to hurt the Republicans even more because Newt Gingrich is making the argument for the Democrats, because it's going to be Romney. This is Romney. He doesn't win South Carolina. He moves on to Florida. I'll be stunned if Romney is not the guy who represents the Republican Party, whether you like it or not. This thing is his to lose. It is his to lose. Even if you like Ron Paul, I like a lot of the things that Ron Paul has to say, and he could play spoiler just like Newt Gingrich will do with his ads and the attacks on Bain Capital. But Ron Paul, if he spun off into a third party, would just, I think, topple the Republicans too. But he could be a wild card even in South Carolina. I don't know that you can completely count out Ron Paul in South Carolina. What if he pulls up second there? But the Newt factor. Newt had a couple of things to say that were pretty interesting as he was stumping for votes in South Carolina. Check it out.
There's one candidate who has helped balance the budget for four straight years, the only four straight years in your lifetime that it was balanced. We paid off $405 billion. That's Newt Gingrich. There's one candidate who actually passed a major entitlement reform, welfare, and that's Newt Gingrich. We have to consolidate conservatives to beat Governor Romney. And so I need your help. And I would ask you to reach out to your friends and to your neighbors.
And you look at the Republican Party, not just conservatives, you look at the Republican Party and how fractured all of it will be if that were to completely happen. And then what happens with the independents? All right, I want to make sure that we let all of you know that we are going to have another Nail the Score on Thursday. I hope you'll participate because I just got them in today. I can give away a brand new GPS system to somebody if anyone nails the score, along with a whole bunch of other things. It's an awesome deal. It's even wireless, top of the line, Magellan. It's a sweet thing. So what the game of the week will be, who knows? Could be the Patriots and the Broncos. That game certainly is being talked about because it's the Tim Tebow factor. Tim Tebow is so popular, everybody's talking about him. Everybody knows who he is, even if they don't follow football. ESPN says Tebow mania is definitely official because he is now America's favorite active pro athlete. I don't know if it's going to be that game or not. But remember, in our third hour on Friday morning, we nail the score. All you have to do is pick a team of any of the game of the week that we pick. Pick a team and give us the number of what the final outcome is going to be. And if you correctly predict it, ooh, you got bragging rights and some good gifts. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
To see you when I wake up is a gift I didn't think could be real. To know that you feel the same as I do is a
saddle here on America Tonight. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great country. One thing I'll say about my trip to New Hampshire and the first primary in the country is the fact that I love this country. I love that people come out in droves to support candidates. And I'm not talking about the people paid for that. I'm not talking about those people. They're part of the process. But I'm talking about the people that killed themselves to get there because they believe and they were supporting whoever it was, whether it was Ron Paul or John Huntsman or Mitt Romney or Newt Gingrich, the real people, not the setup people, none of those kind, the kind that were crammed into a car, staying in any hotel, maybe even 30 miles away because they couldn't get one in tiny, teeny Manchester. And they were there. They were there with signs, and they were excited, and they were a part of the process. It was cool to actually see that again. I have seen it in the past, but it's cool to see it again through a different kind of kaleidoscope this time around. And, you know, that all leads to ultimately the two conventions, the Democratic convention in Charlotte, and the Republican one comes first, actually, in Tampa, Florida. A little different than last time around, though, because, remember, you had wide open with still in the beginning with the Democrats and the Republicans, so you had all of that noise going on both sides. This time it's Obama, so it's a done deal with the incumbent president, and it's just a question of, is it going to be Mitt Romney for sure? If he takes South Carolina, undeniably, I don't see how it's not going to be him. you go to Florida and you go all the other states, I mean, he's getting all his ducks in a row, and people are rallying behind him no matter what Newt Gingrich says about, look, he's not the true conservative. In fact, we're going to let you hear Babe Buchanan at the bottom of the hour. She talks about that, and she talks about Mitt Romney and why someone as conservative as Babe Buchanan and her views, why she would go in the direction of Mitt Romney. All right, waiting patiently, let's go to Sam across the border in Montreal. Hey, Sam.
Hey, how you doing, gorgeous?
Thanks for hanging through. How have you been?
Smashing.
I love that you are such a smart guy and you remember the word, because every year you've had a different word. Before it was lovely, right?
Right.
And what was it before that?
Simply fantastic.
I was just going to say that. Simply fantastic. That's great that I remember your tagline. Simply fantastic. Yep. And so now this is a different one. Got it.
Okay. Okay. Two things. First of all, I'll talk about Romney, and then I spoke to my favorite rabbinical person in Israel, what's going on in the Middle East. Okay. Like you said, it looks like if he wins South Carolina, he's got the nomination just about wrapped up, like you said. I know I'm probably jumping way to conclusion, but who would you think would be his vice presidential running mate?
Oh, I love that question. Who's the undercard? I was upsetting a few of the Republicans because I kept asking that question. They didn't want to talk about it that much. But the one name that gets mentioned all the time is Marco Rubio in Florida. But the other one that is coming around a lot and has been pushing Romney is the governor of New Jersey, Chris Christie. And if they went to Chris Christie and they said, you know, do you want to be the vice president? I don't care about New Jersey. I don't see him saying no. I think he takes it.
And if he does say yes, I mean, that would probably carry all the electoral votes in the Northeast.
Yes.
I would think. But
see, here's the thing.
Right.
The thing is, how many people are disillusioned that are in between? Independents make up now the biggest voting block. So
okay.
How many people on the independent side would vote for Mitt Romney and whoever's on his ticket versus voting for Obama? That's the thing. That's a chunky vote right there. And plus, remember,
yeah,
the way we do things in the United States, you know, with the Electoral College, getting the delegates and then getting the votes that way, I'm more for the popular vote, and there's got to be a way to change that. I think that system needs to be tweaked too, Sam.
Yeah.
But I talked to a lot of Democrats who seemed a tad nervous about Mitt Romney.
Okay, let's say he doesn't ask the governor of New Jersey. Could you picture maybe asking Ron Paul?
No. No way. Ron Paul is too opposite of Romney. I mean, they have some things in common, but there's too much that wouldn't be in common. Plus, Ron Paul wouldn't do that. He's been a guy who has taken his own course his entire career, which is one of the things I do like about Ron Paul.
Okay.
And he's not going to do that. He's not going to jump on anyone's undercard. That's not Ron Paul. This is his last time to run for president. He said that. He's 76 years old. He's not going to be a vice president to someone.
Okay. Now to the other thing. I spoke to our favorite rabbinical person.
Steve.
And yes, he's in certain towns that border Egypt, certain Israeli towns and settlements, there the Israeli army is putting up extra, bringing up extra troops just in case, let's say, a Christian government does get elected and they all decide, I mean, Muslim, sorry, and they all decide to, you know, invade Israel, get Israel off the map, the whole nine yards. So they are getting nervous. And yes, some of the people who grew up in the States who now live in Israel are watching the primaries. So, you know, obviously it's a little too early to ask, you know, about Romney's stand on Israel. But I went, Steve, okay, first of all, the Canadians lost. He goes, that's no big. He said, Uncle Sammy, tell me something I don't know. And then he said, it's probably a little too early to ask about if it is Mitt Romney, his stand on Israel. I said, definitely too early. Ask him in September.
You know what, though? Mitt Romney is backing Israel. Mitt Romney says you have to help our friends in Israel.
Okay.
I've heard him say that in the past.
Okay. Talking about political, before, okay, I have, there's, before last Saturday night's Montreal Tampa hockey game, 300 separatists demonstrated in front of the Bell Center about the Canadians hiring of their new coach because he's not French. And a lot of people were saying, what are you doing? So then some hardcore separatist said, it's the law.
it's the law.
That the Canadians have to hire it. No, but it's Quebec. So they're saying, oh, please, you know? Why bring in politics? Like someone said to me, I don't care if he speaks Swahili, as long as he puts a winning brand on the ice. Of course, last night we won't talk about it, but we're happy for Halak as he got a shutout. Manchester? Yeah, Manchester, if you know, I mean, sorry to bring in hockey, that's the home base of L.A.'s farm team, the Manchester Monarchs.
I know. I saw their arena, and I was stunned. It's a very nice arena. For people listening, this is a very small town, and they had a cool arena, Verizon Center or something it was called.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, nowadays, a lot of minor league teams, I guess they're thinking, you know, if they go to a parent NHL club, hey, we want you to move to our city. Yeah, what kind of arena do you have? You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Julie's starting to watch because, you know, the trade with Canada and the U.S. And we're watching. And, oh, by the way, in this year, are there going to be any governorships up for?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a couple. You know, it's not just a presidential. It's because the focus is on the whole for 2012 is on the presidential race again, because Obama, is he going to get 4 more years or somebody else?
Right.
But there are other things that are up for grabs all over the country, locally, statewide, and certainly, you know, some of the governor's spots are open too. I don't think there's very many. I'm trying to think off the top of my head who's up right now.
Right.
But, Because I'm thinking, you know, you just had some in 2010.
Right.
But I know there's at least one or two. I'll think of it. I can't think of it off the top of my head, but I know there's a couple. I know there's a couple that are open.
Okay. I will. Nail the Score is going to be on at this time tomorrow.
Nail the Score. We'll be on in our third hour. Yep.
Okay. So, depending on which game it is, I hate to bring this up, but go Giants. I know I have.
Giants.
I had to get in just a little dig. Anyway, I'll try and call you tomorrow night with Nail the Score, okay?
All right, good.
Okay.
Woohoo! We got one caller for sure for Nail the Score. Now, usually we have a lot of people that email and call. Please make sure you do it because the prizes are great. I really got some great prizes thanks to our pals at EMG. And we've got a Magellan to give away, and it is sweet. I would love for someone to win that. Stay with us, Babe Buchanan, next.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or human growth hormone support, menopause specialist for women, and joint specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at affinityhealthproducts.com. That's AFFINITY healthproducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
All right, welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. I'm very thrilled to be here with Bay Buchanan. Bay, of course, on the ground for Mitt Romney. And, Bay, I think it's you can feel the excitement. I do. I think you can feel that there is a little buzz in the air. This is your backyard. Politics, you've been doing it forever. Do you feel that, though, or am I just jaded?
No, there's no question. You're correct. I don't even know how many. Since Reagan 80, I've been in New Hampshire for primaries. And there is an excitement. And you can tell I've driven by a couple offices. That's what you do to get a sense. And Newt's office, for instance, been empty for 3 days, you know, his office. And that's not a good sign. You know, things can happen, but that's not a good sign. But then I was at the rally for Mitt the other night, and there's overflow, and the fire marshals are there directing him in another direction. The place is packed with 1,000 people, another 400 over there. Chris Christie's up there holding forth. It's enormously exciting, and there's hecklers, of course. It's all what politics is about, and if you don't feel that energy and excitement that you're talking about and the crowds coming your way in those last 2 weeks, then as a campaign you're worried, and I think that's what it's clearly indicative that there's movement with the Romney campaign.
What is it that drew you to Romney? What are the key things that you like that you can tell our audience? We got a big audience around
the
country.
I'm delighted. You know, and I am a conservative, have been all my life, work these issues and work with candidates that I believe in, and I believe completely in Mitt Romney. I think that he is when you look at what are the issues, what are the things that our conservatives and Americans care about now, but in particular me as a conservative, I care about those reckless deficits and I care about the uncontrolled spending. There's nobody better than Romney on these issues. because he's completely solid. And then I care about illegal immigration. Romney's the best of all of them on it. It has been for years. He's very solid on the issue. I care about the jobs. Who's going to be able to create the jobs? Who's going to be able to get this country going again? Who's going to fight for American workers, even if it means taking on China and any other foreign government trying to steal our jobs? Mitt Romney's the person. And then when you look at the social issues, which I am a social conservative, he's a champion. I just saw where a letter came out from the social conservatives in Massachusetts. It said, well, he was governor. He was one of their, he was a clear leader for them, a clear somebody they could go to, they could rely on. And that's what I have found in him, that his values as a social conservative are as solid as mine. So I'm with him, and not only just because he's the best guy to beat Obama, but because he shares my views, my values, and my principles, and I believe he is, has the kind of courage and strength as a leader to really implement those things we all need to be done in Washington.
All right, you see what's happening with him here in New Hampshire. Let's skip ahead and let's say he gets New Hampshire.
Sure.
Then you move to South Carolina. And people are talking about South Carolina being splintered and, geez, what will happen to Romney? What if he doesn't get into South Carolina? He doesn't hit it off with the voters, will say, when it comes down to the tabulating the votes. Do you still say, I mean, you've got Super Tuesday, you go all the way through this.
Yes, this is, you know, it's interesting. He's won the first two, all right, and now they're saying we might not win the third. Well, no one's won two so far. so we're, you know, we got the big mo, you know, no question. We're going into South Carolina, enormous momentum, but the analysts are correct. South Carolina is not a natural for him. He had a lot of things that benefited him up here. His issues on the economy clearly were in line with what New Hampshire is concerned about. Down in South Carolina, it's more of a social conservatives are very, very well represented down there, and we have several good, solid social conservatives in the race. So you expect it to be splintered, but just like it was in Iowa.
Right.
So you go down there, you do the best shot. But I think what's interesting is that nobody's ever won the first two.
Right.
That's a non-incumbent. And he has. And so we go to South Carolina with an enormous recognition that he is not only a front runner, he's a very strong front runner. Any of the social conservatives running against him, they're not coming in second in New Hampshire, very likely.
Right.
They're more than likely fighting for third place. You know,
right.
It looks like this is either a Huntsman or a Ron Paul, second place up here. And we'll see what happens there. It could be a surprise, but that doesn't give you a lot of strength. I mean, what do you go into New Hampshire, to South Carolina with if you came in fourth place in
right.
New Hampshire? I mean, that
right.
tells me you can't play everywhere.
Right.
Because Romney is playing everywhere. Iowa is totally different than New Hampshire. Now we go to South Carolina, we'll do give it the best shot. I'd like to see him win South Carolina. I think it'll make this a much shorter primary. But if he doesn't, you go right to Florida. That's how it is.
All right, so as we've already established, you've been in this game for a long time, Bay. If you're the person in charge, you got to figure out, and you're part of that committee to come up with I call it the undercard, who's the VP. Let's say Romney, let's go down the road, everybody's singing his praises. He captures this thing. He's got the mo, as you say. Boom, we're going to Tampa. Now, Obama is the target. So who is strong on that undercard that helps Romney and resonates with conservatives?
Excellent question. In this race, this is what you look for in a vice president. The first thing the candidate has to do is unite his party. It's the first thing. I mean, you can't go into September with a divided party and you're not going to win. So you got to look for somebody that will bring, which will reassure those who have not been with Romney early on that he is someone they can trust, they can believe in, and has given them something to get their excitement, like a Palin did for McCain's
yes.
ticket. You know,
yeah.
Just, I mean, I never thought I could support McCain. Never thought I could even support him. I wasn't going to go to the convention until I heard Palin was going to be the vice president. I got on a plane and flew right out there. I didn't want to miss it, you know. And so you got to unite the party. It's what Reagan did. We didn't want to see Bush on the ticket, us Reagan people. We've been fighting Bush for months. We didn't like the guy. We didn't like his people. And the next thing you know, he's the vice president and all his people walking around the office. We were just teed off. But he did the right thing. He united the party overnight.
Right.
And so that's what you got to do. You got to bring the party together. Then there's two other things you got to look for. You got to make certain you pick somebody who's not going to do any harm. You're not looking for somebody who's going to bring you, you know, a new constituency. You got to do that as the candidate. The vice president can't do that. He might be able to bring you a state,
right?
But you, and that's something. The third thing you look for: can somebody bring a critical state? relate to you. That's really key, if you can find somebody. But the second to that, I mean, before that, is no harm. Do the ticket, no harm. You don't want somebody who flies off at the mouth, and next thing you know, the campaign's trying to explain away some comment or two, mm-hmm. or might have something in his background that might surface. You got to make certain you vet them. And so sometimes you get somebody very boring. Somebody very boring who's popular in an industrial state.
Right.
Say, this is good. You go out to your state campaign and let's see if we can pull that off.
Right, right. It's funny, we're talking about Reagan. His name has come up now a couple of different times. And there is this, even the Democrats have, there was a comparison, how Reagan-esque is Obama. I saw that headline somewhere.
Please.
And what is it about Reagan that people really, they want to go back to those years. They want that Reagan-esque person.
I'll tell you something about Reagan, which people remember. You know, he would travel around this country before he won, when he was a candidate in 80, and the press would ridicule him. The press, the people who covered him would walk into our national office after 4 days out on the road. They would mimic him. They would say, this guy just repeats the same thing everywhere he goes. There's no excitement. There's nothing fresh. There's nothing new. But you know what they missed? Okay? Everywhere he went, people listened to him. They felt that he understood. He spoke from his heart, and he touched hearts everywhere. There'd be 1,000 people in a breakfast. He would win 2,000 because they'd go home and tell their wives or their husbands and say, you won't believe this guy. And they were touched by him. And once you're touched by a candidate, that's it. You have them for life, you know. And they could see. People would badmouth him, say that he was, you know, he's too radical. And then they'd see him and they'd say, radical? The guy's a wonderful human. He's like my grandfather. And he's just, I knew pro-choice women who are close friends of mine said, I loved Reagan. I said, how could you possibly be with Reagan? He says, because I trust he's going to go to Washington and do what's right. I don't agree with him on everything, but I just feel he can take charge and do the right thing for this country. I just feel that. And so that kind of leadership is hard to replace, where you just trust the guy. You might not always agree with him, but
right.
you trust he's,
right.
he's looking at it. He's got the right principles, the right values. He's going to move the country in a direction that is correct. And that's what we all want. We love our country, and we want to see it turned around now. That's why we're looking for that kind of leadership.
What are some of the things that tick you off the most and have gotten you so fired up about this current administration and what's happening in this country?
A complete and absolute dismissal of the will of the people. Just couldn't give a hoot. The arrogance is unbelievable. You know, they pick and choose the rules, the laws they're going to enforce. When you take a state like Arizona, which is so bold and says, look, nobody from Washington is helping us up here, and our people in the state are suffering because of illegal immigration. We're gonna handle it ourselves, you know, just
right.
for our state.
Right.
They sue them. They won't do it. They've been asked to do it years after year after year, and they say, nope, we're not going to enforce the law. And so these guys say, look, we got to do it because that's our job as leaders of this state.
Yeah.
To take care and protect, make certain our people are secure. And then they sue them. What kind of outrageous position is that for the federal government? And so it's that kind of just, you know, to know that the American people were completely opposed, terrified of Obamacare, to know we don't have the funds for it, that we can't pay for it, and to say we're going to get it through anyhow. Push it, push it, push it. Let's get it through. It doesn't seem to matter to them that we are way in deep with our deficits, that our spending is completely uncontrolled. They just go next week and they say, okay, here's the answer. We'll spend more money. It's like having, you know, I often read, and I'm sure you have, people who have a husband-wife situation, a family, and one of them just spends wildly.
Right.
I mean, they love each other dearly, but the guy is like,
out of control.
Wildly.
Yeah.
I can't keep up.
Yeah.
And you can think of the frightening, the terror on that part.
Right.
Well, that's what Americans are. Like, hey, guys, hey, you guys in Washington, we can't keep this up. We're going to go over the edge. And so I think that he hasn't addressed and done something for the working men and women of this country who are so hurting, have lost jobs or underemployed. It's an outrage to me that he just keeps going about his business of spending and just wanting, just not there for the people that are really in need.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you 100%, by the way. I thought ineffective. You know, the hope and change, I don't know what the mantra is going to be, what the tagline is going to be, but I can't imagine because I haven't seen hope and change.
Yeah, I I know that, like, let's say when he put through that ridiculous stimulus bill that was packed full of earmarks,
yeah.
let's say he realized it was a mistake, it didn't work. I would be most respectful of him coming out and saying, look, I thought this would work. I thought it would help. It hasn't. We have to change paths here. I understand that. It's the same thing the left said about Bush and the war. They said, look, okay, he may have gone in, but it's not working. So you got to, what are we doing? You know, and then they finally had the surge, which everybody agreed. We had to make a change of policy somehow here. Come on, guys. Just don't keep going down the same path.
Sure.
That's what true leadership is. Is to look and say, we tried something, it didn't work, let's move on fast. Why didn't it work? Let's come up with another policy. I didn't see any of that. I still don't see it. I just see words coming out of this administration. It's all about them. It's all about what they want. It's not about what's good for the country, what the people want.
Yeah. Babe Buchanan, passionate. I love it. Thanks so much.
You're
for stopping by.
Great to be with you.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company. Serving stamp collectors since 1923, Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning. E-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Someone in the dungeon. What a way to head for the exits, huh? And we got some odds and ends, too, that I want to touch on here. But first, for grins, let's go to the dungeon. Now, my candidate for the dungeon As soon as I read this, I just laughed out loud. And I think the first time I saw it was probably 10 hours ago. So you may already know this story, but I'm betting you don't because you don't know the name. Michael Williams. You know that name? He's the Fannie Mae chief executive who was pushing for all the extra do-re-mi because the people were so talented around him that they had to get a bump in salary and get a bonus because we couldn't afford to lose those people. So he announced on Tuesday, in fact, that he was stepping down from that gig, from that job. And, you know, he's going to leave after they appoint somebody, whenever that next anointed person is. So as he announced his departure from that job, now the government is trying to find leaders for both of those companies because the Freddie Mac CEO, Charles Haldeman, equally as vile as Michael Williams, announced plans to step down in October. And Williams has been around a long time, especially since 1991. He was appointed chief exec in 2009 after Fannie and Freddie were, of course, taken over by the government when everything was collapsing, the whole financial mortgage losses stuff. So the two companies have had to soak up about $169 billion in taxpayer support since they were placed in that position, since the government took them over. And, you know, when Williams said, "I decided the time is right to turn over the reins to a new leader," he doesn't do any jail time, but I think it's a crime that they can't nail him for something. So we can certainly do that in our virtual dungeon. Donovan Madsen, please, I know he's dying to do this. He hasn't been throwing anyone in the dungeon lately. Shove in Michael Williams.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yeah, I'm surprised Williams hung in there as long as he did, because this is, I mean, it's ridiculous. The housing market is still in trouble, and the nonsense that we can't go back on has already happened, because bailing out the banks happened with no constraints on what they did. And then, of course, the banks getting the money and ending up giving out more bonuses. And the whole idea that both of these guys paid out $12.79 million in bonuses for 10 people, that's outrageous. I mean, it is. It's just outrageous. And the argument that you need to pay them this because Fannie and Freddie could be uncertain and you can't keep staff if you don't pay them that money. And I, you know, I know that I've said this before. I'll find some smart people for you that'll take a nice salary, but that are smart enough, but you don't have to give them $3 million in a bonus. I mean, come on. So the housing bubble bursts, and the reward is, oh, well, you're the only one in the country who can fix this, but already it's taken you 4 years, and nothing's really changed. You're asking for, you know, more money. Along with the Federal Housing Administration, the FHA, Fannie and Freddie provide funds for about 90% of all U.S. mortgages. Ooh, that is a scary fact, isn't it? And then you wonder, you see the push and the pull over the rich and the poor, and where's the middle class, and this conflict just is, the tension intensifies, especially with this presidential year, all the conversation about that with the taxes and taxes going up, and you can see the increase, and this has got to be one of the most, well, in my lifetime, it's the most intense level that I've ever seen that. And so, of course, let's put a survey on it. And the survey says, ding, 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 I'm right. 24 years, Americans now see more conflict over wealth inequality, and this over all the other topics that we've talked about, race, relations, age, immigration, whatever. The Pew Research Center did a survey that highlighted the U.S. perceptions of the economic divide, and it's an issue that is been in the forefront of the 2012 presidential campaign. High unemployment, poverty, the Occupy movement, which was, by the way, on display in Manchester. So I'll just give you a couple of the numbers, not to pound this into the ground, but this Pew survey showed that 46% of Americans hold a disapproving view that rich people are wealthy because they were fortunate enough to be born into money or have the right connections. Almost as many people, 43%, say wealthy people are rich mainly because of their own hard work, ambition, or education. And it suggests that some people who now see more conflict between the classes may believe that anger toward the rich is misdirected, too. So how about that? So overall, class conflict has grown, and the public attitudes toward wealthy Americans is just unchanged for the, you know, for the most part. 66% of the people polled say they are very strong or strong conflicts between the top and bottom income groups. Yeah, how about that? 3 in 10 Americans polled so they're very strong between those two groups, and it's double the share who believed in 2009. I mean, let's face it. There's so many sayings about money. Money is the root of all evil. You can't take it with you. How many times have you heard that one? Money can't buy happiness. But the bottom line is when people are struggling and they're filled with exhaustion because they're working too many jobs and they've got children that they have to feed and get to school and all that other stuff, people are just weary. I think it more than anything, forget, pointing fingers and calling out people. I think people are just weary of the whole thing. All right, I wanted to tell you this about the Bain Capital stuff that's going to come out about Mitt Romney. Certainly the numbers are there for people to see, thanks to Newt Gingrich, because this is like his main thing to go after Romney for things that he did when he was with Bain Capital. And, you know, a financial company that took over lots of different companies and restructured them. There was one group they took over called Dade International. And Dade International borrowed to expand. And by 2000, they had accumulated something like $1.6 billion in debt. So they filed for bankruptcy in 2002, and they laid off 1,600 people. That's probably one of the bigger ones. There's another one, GST Steel. In 2001, that company declared bankruptcy, and they were shut down, and 750 people lost their jobs because of that one. And then one of the earlier ones, Specialty Retailers, it's a company that was renamed Stage Stores, and they closed 31 of their 600 stores in 1999, and they had $800 million or $600 million, somewhere like that, in that ballpark in debt. They filed bankruptcy in 2000, but the good news was they sold up the shares, they made $175 million, and they didn't have a bloodletting of people, because this is the kind of stuff they're going to really try to hammer with Mitt Romney, how many people were laid off and what did Mitt Romney do when it came to jobs, when they acquired companies and restructured them. And that's some of the stuff you're going to start to see, I think, in some of these Newt Gingrich spots. And that's clearly where the Democrats are going to go. So the Republicans are handing Mitt Romney to the Democrats on a silver platter, if you will. Mm. Remember, you can always reach us by shooting us an email. Favorite things that we do on the show, some suggestions for the show, and how you can get more of it, anything you want to send us, do americatonight.net.